That is the sound of Kabul, Afghanistan, where as we speak, there is an ongoing bomb and gun attack underway. A string of blasts have targeted the U.S. Embassy and NATO's ISAF headquarters. We still don't entirely know what's going on here, but the Taliban says they are behind the attack. We're joined now by the BBC's Bilal Sawari. He's on the line from Kabul. Bilal, can you tell us, explain what's going on?
Yeah, we understand that several suicide attackers have taken over a 13-story building, which is under construction, and the building have allowed them to use it as a launching pad, attacking the U.S. Embassy, the ISF headquarters, the presidential palace that's not been attacked as of now, and several NDS facilities. That's Afghanistan's spy agency. The building basically is located not very far from the U.S. Embassy at one of the key squares.
So it is not the U.S. Embassy that is under attack?
I said the U.S. Embassy has been attacked. I just wanted to clarify the presidential palace has not been attacked.
I see.
That's my information.
Well,
the building would allow you a launching pad to attack several key locations, including those that I just mentioned.
Well, we're speaking with Bilal Sawari, a reporter with the BBC who is speaking to us from Kabul. As I said a moment ago, the Taliban says they're behind these attacks. Is there anything that confirms that?
Well, I've been speaking to senior Afghan intelligence officials, including those in the country's National Security Council. They said that the attackers are communicating, some to North Waziristan in Pakistan and others outside of the country. These officials have not said where, but usually Afghan officials say that these attacks are carried out by the Haqqani Network, an insurgent group that has ties to the Taliban but is close to al-Qaeda into the Pakistani Army and Intelligence Services. That's according to Afghan and international officials in Kabul. I was in the area. I ate at the Halal Fried Chicken, which is a fast food restaurant, extremely popular with Afghans. I went there an hour ago, and there didn't seem anything. There wasn't extra security. I didn't see anything that would, you know, raise the question of an attack in that part of the city. And then an hour later, I spoke to the same restaurant owner who said he couldn't even close his shop. That suicide attackers who attacked several security locations started shooting and made a run for the building, which they used as a launching pad. So highly unpredictable, a city to live in.
We're speaking with Bilal Sawari, a BBC reporter, speaking to us on the line from Kabul, where there is an ongoing bomb and gun attack. Any idea, Bilal, when it might end? Have they shown any signs of clearing that building?
Well, I spoke to a senior Afghan official. He said, use tanks, RPGs, or air support. None of that is going to help you. We have to go one by one. We have to go step by step. Now, this building, according to Afghan official, is also owned by a local member of parliament. And the construction work was blocked because it created a security hazard. It posed a threat. And the Afghan officials had warned the owner to provide security for the site, which is
probably to try and, those warnings were probably to try and avert the exact kind of attack we're seeing this morning. That's BBC's Bilal Sawari reporting live from the capital of Afghanistan, Kabul. Thanks so much, Bilal.